The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right now, it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Donnie's proxy is the gorgeous Charlie Borges, with Don taking a day off for himself. He has more days off in December than Jim Rome, and he's cashing them in right now. So we are left to the steady hand of one Charlie for the biggest football topics on the table today. Mr. Borges, I heard you had, what, two? You had one you liked, and then you changed it?
He had one that he liked, and then he had one that he loved.
Oh.
That is okay. Correct, Malzi.
Well, let's go with the one you love.
So, I'm just going to preface this by saying this is not a shot at all in any way, shape, or form to our good friend Johnny the Barber.
Do you want us to say it's a shot at him?
No, absolutely not. Because it's not a shot at him at all. Ohio State representative, not like the school, like a state representative of the state of Ohio, Josh Williams, introduced a bill today, or yesterday, that would classify flag planting at Ohio Stadium a felony.
One of the most loser moves I've ever heard in my entire life.
If this guy
was in my voting...
If he was in your district.
My district, yes.
You're just reflexively voting against him.
Yeah.
Just clown loser stuff. I don't even know if you could do a recall election for a guy like that, but I'd call for a recall election.
You know, my dad did that with the Mitchell Report Commission? Or whatever happened there. Like, remember when those guys went in front of Congress?
Yeah.
Well,
Palmero, was pointing at everybody.
One of our local congressmen did such a bad job that my dad said, I don't care what his politics are. When he's on the ballot in 2 years or whatever,
I'm voting against him. This dude's from, so he went to Toledo, Pitt's opponent in the, what's it called again? The Game Above?
Game Above Sports.
Game Above Sports
Who
Bowl.
Went to Toledo?
This Josh Williams. So I was looking him up just to see what he's
usually
all about.
Usually Toledo folks root for Michigan.
True. Very good point.
So that's why this is strange to me.
And he's from, near the border, I think, of the two. Sylvania Township, I think it was, and I'm pretty sure that's near the Ohio-Michigan border. So here's what, kills me about this. Not only is it a huge loser move.
Big time.
But I also feel like it is a nakedly transparent attempt to just curry political favor. But I gotta be honest with you.
But if I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm thinking,
more mad at Ryan Day,
correct.
And I'm more like, I don't want to have any whining going on about flag planting. If this Josh Williams, if I were his campaign manager, chief of staff, I'd say, Josh, you really want to get the people behind you, and you want to make sure you win your seat again? What you've got to do is call for the immediate firing of Ryan Day and then cook up some felony charges to keep him behind bars. Because that's what most Ohio State fans want.
If I'm Tennessee and I win there in 2 weeks,
I'm planting a flag. Oh, my God. I'm getting a bunch of flags. Doesn't Tennessee run around with the big Tennessee flags, their cheerleaders?
Do you think they bring the dog, or do you think because it's supposed to be cold they leave it at home?
What kind of dog is the ball?
It's a hound.
Just a hound.
Of some kind.
I forgot that they had one at Tennessee. Yeah. Is it a long-haired dog that would do well in the cold?
No, it doesn't have long hair. It has normal hair.
I don't think you can bring the dog if it's going to be super cold. Because they always tell you, when you're letting your dogs out in the winter, dogs get just as cold as people
do. So what if, for example, Texas were playing a game at Penn State in the playoffs?
During Bevo?
Could it go?
I don't think so.
How about if it was
Colorado?
Weren't they having
accommodation problems at the SEC title game?
How about the Buffalo?
Man, wouldn't you just love to see the Buffalo?
I think the Buffalo
bowl?
Would be built for that weather.
It is Buffalo weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buffalo weather for sure. Can you imagine just a giant ass Buffalo there? Just a huge. Here's a
I
huge
like when
ass
the Buffalo,
Buffalo
would lead the covered wagon, and it would go so fast that the wagon would tip over, and people would just get blown up.
That happened at Oklahoma. That was an Oklahoma thing, too.
Those were horses. No, you know what? There's not a covered wagon at Buffalo, but I with Colorado, but I do think
there's like a radio flyer style wagon.
There's either a wagon or people are being pulled by the buffalo and lay waste to those people.
I love the Oklahoma one where it's the horses or whatever pulling the Sunshine Schooner or whatever. That's what they called Lee Corso, right? That was in the old NCAA football games. They like the old Sunshine Schooner, and then Corso's voice pops up and says something. The video of the Oklahoma cheer people,
yeah, when it went down,
diving out of that thing, I'm assuming nobody got severely injured. That is one of those like college football follies guaranteed to make
me
laugh.
Is there a live Nittany Lion at Penn State games?
No.
Why not?
Just have a mountain lion in the stands?
Because I don't think it's like – so like a bulldog's a very distinct breed of dog, so they can have – is it Uga or Uga?
Uga.
Uga. Mike the Tiger, did you see that they brought a scab tiger in? They brought a Fugazi tiger in.
What was wrong with the original?
I don't know, but I think the original was like at the vet, basically, and some guy was like, well, we're bringing in this crappy tiger, and no one liked it.
I do think
the Nittany Lion, to bring up what Charlie's point is, it's just a mountain lion. It's just – it's not that special. It's a regular-ass lion. It's just a cougar.
So like what?
It's so interchangeable.
Okay.
Pitt doesn't have a live panther at their games.
I think it should.
So you're just going you're going for the pro-PETA take here of live mascots at all football games.
I think if you have an animal-based mascot, you should also have a live version of it.
Like as a requirement?
Alabama should have a big elephant.
But that's not their nickname. They're the Crimson Tide.
I know, but the mascot itself is an elephant.
So Auburn's just got a tiger.
Yeah.
Clemson. Do you know how many Tigers would be just chilling at football stadiums?
Call that Tiger. He's out of jail now.
How about the Eagles, man? You got Boston College. They got to bring a big-ass eagle.
How about the Cornhuskers?
Just a
random dude?
No, that's not an animal, though.
Yeah, I'm talking more about the animal-based ones. Wait a minute. Auburn does have an eagle.
Yeah, war eagle.
Yeah, and it flew away one time.
That's what I mean. That's kind of one of the perils. Can you imagine Cal just bringing a giant-ass bear?
Yeah, Auburn's a tough one because it's war eagle, but it's also a tiger mascot. So I guess in that case, they'd have to do both.
Eagle comes after the tiger,
eagle
tries to get
tiger.
It. What's the wussiest animal you could have? Who's got is there anybody?
Temple has an owl.
Oh, owls are not to be trifled with, man. Have you heard? They're vicious predators.
How about the Salukis?
Is that like a dog of some kind?
I think it's like a wiener dog.
That'd be kind of funny. There's got to be like some team.
How about the ducks?
That duck is a pretty wussy animal, right? That duck isn't.
Yeah, but
lasting.
You always hear that thing like, "Would you rather fight one tiger or 100 ducks?"
Well, no, it's geese. Geese are the ones that are super mean. Geese attack golfers routinely. There's many videos of geese just chasing golfers. Who wins in the if we did like a live animal showdown, which college's team comes out on top? Is a tiger definitively beating like the Grizzlies from Oakland University? These are the things my brain, by the way, goes to at like 10:30 at night. I think grizzly bear versus tiger, Kian S. Mas Macho.
Tom brings up a great point here. How about Richmond? You just get a big tarantula.
Oh, what if it was just a bucket full of spiders and you just let it off on the field?
No, but seriously, Pitt should have its own panther. I feel like I know, like, for example, my wife and taking Stella to a game, if there was an added bonus attraction of being able to see an animal like that, I think it would.
You got to take a sip of this stout. I'm rocking the table here right now. Just take a little sip. I can talk. If there was an added bonus that she could see a wildcat at the game.
Yeah.
All I've spent this whole time thinking of and like the background processing in my brain is what is the funniest animal? And I think duck is way up there. I do. Like, I don't think you're going to come up with a funnier one. Wait, hold on. One more, though. One more for you. I guess it would be what? Nevada and NC State? A whole pack of wolves?
Yeah, you can't just have one wolf. You need
you have to have
wolf.
How many? Okay, how
in
many
order for
wolves?
A pack.
How many wolves constitutes a pack?
I think three.
That's just a trio. I think if you got four wolves, they could fight each Ninja Turtle, that kind of thing. Four is a pack.
Maryland, the terrapins. There's another weak-ass animal.
Oh, yeah. But those turtles are old, man. That thing might predate colleges in general. There's like some 200-year-old turtle that's out there somewhere in the sea, and it's like single-handedly repopulated the species.
We went to a Syracuse-Georgetown game when I was still in school, and instead of staying a night in D.C., one of the guys we were traveling with had a friend that was lived in a frat at Maryland. So we went to stay at Maryland because it was like a noon basketball game. And then we went and drove to College Park and stayed there and partied. And we went to campus, and they have that big turtle, like statue on campus that people rub for good luck and stuff. And, like, my buddy was drunk and, like, rubbed his butt crack all over, like, the place where people rub their hand. Yeah.
Was he proud of himself?
What are you laughing about, T-Bird?
That just seems like something T-Bird would do.
He did it in the cloak of night. Yes, and then people...
So people were, to some extent, touching your friend's butt crack when they touched the turtle.
Yeah.
That's nice of your friend.
Mike Miller.
The turtle you were talking about?
To the basketball
player. Is he like a CEO now?
I think he's a music teacher.
So you think he tells the students the old terrapin butt crack story? That's a day one icebreaker for old Mike?
Charlie, what were you going to say?
Mulsey talked about the tortoise that repopulated the entire species. That would be Diego. I met Diego when I was in the Galapagos Islands.
I mean, he's a superstar.
Yeah, he was literally just chilling.
Charlie is in the mood to just tell people today how cool he is. What was he telling us off the air, T-Bird? How good of friends he was with Bruce Springsteen?
I am not good friends with Bruce Springsteen.
Wait, your dad, your,
like, yeah, I know
your
the boss.
College frat buddy's dad was one of the producers of Seinfeld and Two Broke Girls?
I know the boss. We go way back.
Yeah, I've
been to the Galapagos Islands.
Other people call him the boss or Bruce. You know, his real friends call him B. You know I'm not a Springsteen fan, right, Charlie? I do not like the music.
I mean, neither do I. I just heard he puts on a good show. I have not seen him.
It's long.
Yeah,
I've heard that as well. The guy can still play his ass off.
He's like the Iron Man of that. He's like the Cal Ripken, just putting on these crazy long shows.
Honestly, more of a fan of Max Weinberg, the drummer.
And the Max Weinberg 7 from Conan O'Brien. Great pull. This was the true spirit of the debrief, though, Charlie, so good job.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 19 degrees. Coming up next, we'll do a midweek vibe check on Steelers-Eagles with an interesting injury update to add to the discussion. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. We are live at Porky's in Aetna. We are here for the For the Win charity drive, raising money for the Greater Pittsburgh Women's Center and Shelter. We're taking gift cards, too. Target, Walmart, Amazon, you name it. It'll go to a good place for the holidays.